Well. Good morning. Very excited at the Vikings today to make an announcement that E.J. Henderson will be moving into the front office to take the role of youth football manager. And, you know, Brad Madsen's also up here. Brad runs our community relations, executive director of community relations. We're very excited about it. We've been working on this for a couple of years, creating a position, creating a role. It's a huge issue for our organization, for our ownership, and in the NFL. We put together a position description, kind of laid out a game plan, and did an exhaustive search. We had 150 people applied for the position, and it was a very competitive position. Came down to this and to bringing EJ back in the fold. He's always been part of the Viking family, has done a great job in our community as a player and since he was a player. As you all know, he had a 9-year career with the Vikings and was a very hard-nosed player, always gave his all. Inspirational comeback from a tough injury and then ended up in the Pro Bowl that year. Five times voted by his teammates to be a captain of the Vikings, so he's a leader, and we're very excited to have him in this role. He has a connection and the ability to reach kids in the city, in the suburbs, and throughout the state of Minnesota. It brings instant credibility and visibility to this role and this position. So it's my honor this morning to introduce E.J. Henderson as the Vikings youth football manager. E.J.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you, Lester. Thank you for this opportunity. Super excited. I've dealing with the youth football with the Vikings since I was a player and even after I retired. So this is kind of an extension of that, and I'm excited about it. Some of the things we'll focus on, one of the biggest initiatives that we'll focus on is player safety and health. Make sure the coaches, the parents, and the players know that the Vikings ownerships are serious about that initiative. Another one is we really want to take some of our programming outside of the Twin Cities and hit the greater Minnesota area so we can spread the Vikings message and spread the love about our sport and the love and the positive things that can come out of playing football. I'll take some questions.
Any questions for EJ?
How much is just from the time that you started playing football till now, the emphasis on safety and concussion awareness, how much has that changed?
It has definitely changed. It's developed. The awareness in the past 5 years has increased 20-fold. So I'm excited that this is something that we really want to focus on. I think it's crucial for the future of our game, not only for the players, but for the parents, the moms can feel safe about sending their sons out there to play.
Do you have to take on any training in order to get ready to present that to
the... So some of the programs that I've worked with in the past with Brad Madsen is with the Heads Up Safe Tackling. So I'm familiar with that whole program, that initiative, and some of the drills and stuff that we'll do. I've talked to Lester. Every program or initiative, event we'll do, we'll make sure that we implement some type of safe tackling drill, some type of safe tackling station. We plan on getting the moms really heavily involved in that because, like I said, they'll be the ones making a lot of those decisions. So a lot of the programs, events we have, will be based around player safety and health.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, just last week we hosted a group from USA Football with the Heads Up League, and it's a message that we're trying to spread. And I'll say this about youth football: the commissioners, you know, they're very determined, and to get that shift, it takes time. But we're spending a lot of resources getting that done, and then as Lester mentioned, the instant credibility of EJ, that's going to help open the doors to get the Heads Up programming to the different leagues.
Well, my dad worked in a youth center for 20 years. He still worked there. So I basically grew up in the youth center, always busy, always in some type of sport or event. And I felt like that kind of helped me as I matured, you know, staying out of trouble. I love to mentor kids. I love to give them the knowledge that I've learned, not only through football and through sport, but just through some of the life lessons I learned. And that's probably the biggest thing. Keeps me young, keeps me running around. But those are the big three reasons. I'm used to it. I love being with kids, and I love to kind of give that mentorship that I have learned in my 30-plus years. No question. Like, both of my organizations right now are focused on youth, and I figure do something that you want to do. You could be productive and help the young generation at the same time.
What's the need to do that now with the Vikings to kind of be back there?
It's huge. It's huge to be back in the fold, to be back part of family. I told Lester this when we was going through the interview process. It feels like I never left. I'll be back at the complex, you know, where I went to work for 9+ years. That's where I'll be going to work now. So it should be a pretty smooth transition as far as dealing with, you know, the family and the building.
Well, I think if any of you have had a chance to see EJ work with kids, which Lester and I have, he can grab their attention right away, and that's what's important. You know, the charisma that EJ brings plus the confidence, that I think that is really cool to be able to get kids' attention. So that was one of them, plus the organization, plus I've seen him live it as a community relations guy when we'd go visit with the kids, and I also know his organizational skills too and what he's been doing. So that made EJ, not to mention his career, stand out.
Let me just add a quick point. One of the things that EJ had to do was come into our ownership group and make a presentation. And they saw his passion and his commitment, and they know of his experience. So, you know, he can, as Brad said, reach kids. He can reach adults, moms, parents. He's got ability to connect, and that's really important in the job. But again, the credibility he brings, that we couldn't be more excited at the Vikings to have him join the organization. And you see a lot of his own teammates out there today. They're all excited to have him join the front office. So very excited about it today. Thank you very much for the chance. You got another question or are you good? All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you.